Yeah, very much. You know, we just added a dog because every kid wants a dog that they'll never do anything for after a week. So, we you know, all that stuff is really the world I live in is my kids. You know, we have basically one night after school where we have nothing, and then after that it's karate, swimming, soccer, hockey, skating.
Mm-hmm.
It's just constant, right? And anyone with kids will get it. You know, tonight's their Christmas concert for the three kids, and so we'll go sit through that. And you know, it's fun, but it's not. You got to find a seat, and then you got to watch every other kid who you really don't care as much about as your own. Yeah. I don't care about the grade A class. I have no interest in watching the grade A class, but I got to sit through the grade A class to get to the JK class. So. No, it's great. It's Christmas is wonderful when you have kids, and it's so fun for the kids. And so we look forward to doing stuff with the kids sometimes.
Yeah, we went the opposite way. We got the dog first before the kids to make sure we could handle them and then go to the kids.
Yeah, that can work too. I think our four-year-old's too young to be around a dog. He's been bitten in the face twice. It's just a little morky puppy, and he just teething. So he puts his face, my kid puts his face right in the dog's face when he's eating his bone, and yeah, you're going to get bit.
Yeah.
So he's got scars all over his face right now.
Being in the entertainment community, I got to ask you, did you ever meet Alan Thicke?
Yeah, I worked with Alan last year at a big hospital event. You know, I was the comedian, he was the MC, and he was so nice. And, you know, I think a lot of people are just supposed to say that, but he genuinely was. We talked, I met his son and his wife. You know, I ran into him at another event, and he remembered me, and he, you know, he tweeted about my performance. Like, he just was a good guy. You read Twitter, and you know, everybody out there that met him is saying the same thing. So it's a great loss for all of us in the entertainment community, and far too young. And I feel for him and his family. Well, for him, obviously, but his family, you know, is left to deal with this. It's tough. But listen, I got to run here. I got a daughter here that's sick, and she's just throwing up, and my wife's out, so.
Lovely.
Thank you so much. Have a great Christmas. Appreciate you promoting the show.
Yeah, you too, Jerry. And just as a personal fan, I loved your work as Jerry D sports reporter. That was, I think, your best stuff.
Thank you. Well, trying to look at bringing that back. But thanks so much. Have a great holiday.